The following is a discussion of devotees sharing their experience after chanting 32 rounds, recorded on 6 July 2008 in Oswego, United States.
One of the most important parts of which it sounds very funny when he's with his German accent, he's picked up this American colloquialism that says wheelbarrow. Everybody here know what a wheelbarrow is? You're American, you know what a wheelbarrow is, but
they don't know.
They don't know. A wheelbarrow. When people work in their yard, those things that has two long handles, the front wheel, and put dirt and tools and stuff, and they move stuff around their yard with a wheelbarrow. So it's wheelbarrow is his way of saying this is what you take home with you. Put stuff in the wheelbarrow and you take it home with you. So this is take it home with you time. I'm going to introduce the wheelbarrow time, and then because Chandramali Swami has a tight schedule, he has to gather all his whatever he has to do to soon travel to Europe and not come back for a while, so I'll call upon him to speak after I just introduce wheelbarrow time.
Why don't you can speak first?
No, I'm just going to introduce.
I need to hear before I can speak.
And you'll hear, I know you will. I'm introducing.
What's the theme?
Wheelbarrow time. Yeah, you'll hear. Yeah. Then I'm going to call upon you to share, and it's part of integrating the experience by sharing with others and hearing from others. It's what you take home with you. Something, so let the wheels start to turn while you're hearing from myself and Chandramali Swami, and then it'll be your turn, and then Badahari and I will also speak something. I plan to speak on what my experience was today and this weekend. I'm going to ask you if you like to share what has this gathering meant for you, or what experience did you have, or what realizations, or what inspirations, or what will you take with you when you leave to go back to wherever you came from, or go into your next day's activity. I was thinking in preparation for this introduction of wheelbarrow time that one of the questions that came, the practical application questions that came up earlier yesterday, whenever it was, day before yesterday, this balance question, how do we balance between our professional life and the responsibilities there and the pressures there and time, deadline, achieve, produce, competition, and spiritual, which is, as Chandramali Swami was describing very nicely, is at least the mode of goodness is reflective and contemplative, whereas passion is do, perform, achieve, accomplish. And in the world that we live in today, that's the name of the game. It's not you all know from your academic work or your career or even just social achieve from childhood. The young children are pushed and pushed and pushed to achieve, get better grades. You can do it. Keep going, 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 going. What's the goal? The goal is just to achieve. Achieve. Compete. Be successful. Right around this time, there's the Olympics. And somebody spends so much of their time how fast they can swim from this end of the pool to that end of the pool. Or stick a pole in the ground and how high you can fling yourself up in the air. Or between this post and that post, how fast you can run. Or put something in your hand and throw it in the air and see how far it can fly. And the Wimbledon tournament, how many times you can hit the tennis ball back and forth across the net. And they're down to milliseconds of perfection, of technique and achievement. And the presidential election. How many millions of dollars and hours of time of brilliant people are spent to push that guy or that guy or that gal across the finish line first? How much energy is spent for whatever you might call that, perfection? So we've been spending this time together on something far grander than any of those things, far more meaningful and substantial than any one of those things and the unmentioned so many other things. We've been speaking about perfection of the human form of life. Perfection of the human form of life. Although we have no qualification. And that is through the chanting of the holy name. We've been hearing that the process of devotional service is that means to achieve perfection. Of all the means of devotional service, the most important is the chanting of the holy name. And we've been spending time focusing our maximum capacity of attention on how to do that, how to achieve further absorption in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And I don't know when the right time to do this is, to express some gratitude for the devotees that organized all this. While we're chanting the holy name, there's devotees who are in the kitchen cooking and devotees who have been spending a lot of time organizing and preparing and putting up tents and planning and thising and thatting. Balaba and Premananda and Goshan and Suresh Kattar and of course Preeti Menon and Ashok and his team and all of you that hosted people in your homes and carted people here and there and arranging so many things, and of course Badahari and Subhuti and his team that they just took care of us like, you know, we're little babies, and he just moved us along from one thing. It was so done very, very nicely. All of that support and all of you coming from faraway places, of course the dozen or so that came all the way by van in this hot weather from State College, Pennsylvania, just to join us. So it's the yajna, the fire of sacrifice to make the chanting of the holy name and this gathering around the holy name and experiencing a taste an increased taste for that which can potentially bring perfection of life. What does that mean? We heard these nice verses where one's material existence becomes dissolved, like an Alka-Seltzer commercial or something. Drop in the tablet and fizz, and the whole, it dissolves. The material existence just dissolves. And not only that, the awakening of love of God, the potency is there in this tablet, this medicine, the holy name. So, what inspirations, what realizations, what you hope to take home with you and apply in your day-to-day chanting? This question always arises when we have gatherings like this. How do we sustain this? Jai Jagannath already asked it. How do we sustain this mood, inspiration? So part of it is, what we're doing right now is considering what that experience was and how you'd like to take that experience back with you to your day-to-day life. So I'm going to ask Chandramali Maharaj to share some of his inspiration or encouragement or whatever he'd like to do at the time, and then next we'll call upon y'all. Okay, I shifted gears for you.
Seems like it'll work better.
Okay, as long as you're okay. Okay. Just another thought is we have a nice array, a whole rainbow of different personalities here. We have some people who have been chanting for 35 plus years. We have some persons who, this event is the first time they chanted on beads. We have some people that are very elderly. We have some people that are very young. We have some people, we have all different spectrum of experience of what it is to gather around Krishna's holy name and go into the experience of Krishna's holy name. So it would be nice to share what those experiences are and the inspiration that you want to take with you. So we'll spend about a half an hour doing that. So this here is the little instrument that you can speak into when you raise your hand and they call on you. You can volunteer to share your experience. Who would like to offer that service?
Your sharing will be for the benefit of everybody.
Okay. Well, let's speak, if you could speak your name and where you're from, because not everybody knows your name and not everybody knows where you're from, each person. And then you can carry on from there.
My name is Bhakti Ray, and I come from the Chicago Temple. And coming here and meeting with everybody was a great experience. It reinforced, you know, my chanting by the association. And I get, like, just by being here, I get a high, intense energy rush. So everybody's, you know, on this sincere level, and I can feel it. And what I'm going to take away from this, is a renewed determination to keep on chanting and to improve. And, you know, I just feel, you know, flattered and happy and filled with gratitude and love for everybody here. And when there's more gatherings like this in the future, you know, I hope I can attend. But I'll never forget this. This has been a great boost for me, and I'm very happy, and I love all of y'all. Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Dr. Ray is, how long have you been living in the temple, Chicago Temple?
About a year.
About a year. Of all the devotees in the temple, he may have the best intense sadhana. He's very, very regulated in his sadhana, and to share further inspiration to that intense sadhana is a nice gift to give to anybody. Anyone else would like to volunteer?
Yeah. Go ahead, you just move around, Jagadananda, as you are inspired. Hey, your name, please?
I'm Damodar Sharma. I'm visiting from St. Louis. I come from India, Bikaner, Rajasthan. This program, I am to express with the word Gadgad. I got overwhelmed. So I cannot express my feelings, and I will submit this with the composition of Madhusudan Saraswati. Bhamse vibhu sitkaran navanidadaha pitambaradaruna bimbafaladarushta purnendu sundara mukhat aravinda netra krishna param kimapita tvamaham najane. While traveling from St. Louis, we came across with intense rain. I was wondering whether we will be able to reach in time or they will enjoy or not. But this fact, God knows, Krishna knows how it is possible. So the tattva we will not able to know. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I am Rajesh. I am from Chicago. I am a very good example of old and young. I am old, but I am very young. I started chanting 16 rounds, or rather still struggling with 16 rounds after Gita Nagari event in May. Here, the last 3 days have been a very, very humbling experience for me. Today especially, I was able to put into practice some of the application points which Maharaj mentioned during the classes yesterday morning and day before. Especially two things which really were very important for me, or which helped me to cross 16 rounds, not reach 32, but still cross 16 today, was quantity versus quality. Each helps the other. So as I was going along, I was getting more and more inspiration to chant more. And the other thing which was answered by you, Maharaj, during one of the questions was to neglect the distractions. As I was chanting today, there were distractions of various nature, but I focused especially on the suggestion or the instructions you gave to neglect those thoughts, and that really helped. So thank you very much, and chanting in association of so many young people, or old I would say, because most of them are senior to me in chanting, it was really a great experience. Thank you.
Let's go back and forth, men's side, women's side.
Hare Krishna. I'm Nadi from Chicago. I like to...
What do you do?
I'm a student at Northwestern
University. Oh, okay. Just in case people didn't know. Because we have a lot of... Okay.
And I'll share two experiences in specific that I felt. First one was from Nam Yajna. It took me like initial 5-7 minutes to get into the mood. But once, when I was hearing and when I totally just listening and, you know, chanting and singing from heart, it felt to me as if, you know, where Bada Haridas Prabhu was, there was Krishna just lifting the Govardhan hill, and all of us were surrounding him and chanting and glorifying. And not a second my mind went here and there. When I would open my eyes, I would see Lord Krishna, the beautiful altar on my right, and then Prabhupada on my left. And nothing felt so, I never felt so protected and sheltered and cared for. So that was one of the very strong experience that I had during Nam Yajna. And like Maharaj said, I'm new, and most of my chanting so far has been mechanical, just to train myself. But today, 32 rounds, I'll say, except first or the second round, most of my rounds were very, very personal. I mean, it was as if I was talking, or, you know, I was praying to get strength, and, you know, actually literally saying the meaning of the mantra in my mind. And I felt some reciprocation from Krishna's side, in the sense that I could be concentrated throughout the 32, and it wasn't, you know, mechanical at all. So, and I hope when I go back and when I chant by myself at my home, I'll be able to sustain that mood, and, you know, my chanting will not be as mechanical as it has been since now.
Thank you. Any more on the ladies' side? In the front?
Hare Krishna, my name is Sri Radhika Devdasi, and I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. This was a very intense experience for me. Very, very intense. Probably the most intense experience I've had in Krishna consciousness. Maharaj, you started this morning's class with asking if we were hearing the melody when we woke up this morning from last night. And my experience was waking up with feelings of lamentation and regret. When you bring such a beautiful assembly of Vaishnavas, there's the opportunity for association, and there's also the opportunity for making so many offenses. And that's where my consciousness has been for some part of this retreat. And so I have been realizing during this retreat that what you emphasized in Gita Nagari, that without loving relationships we cannot chant. So, it was quite a drive for us this morning to get here, and all my rounds were, you know, going further down into lamentation, and, you know, thinking of what a terrible start to the 32-round day that we've been gearing up for all this time.
And the
turning point was Garahari Prabhu's Nisringa Arati, which was so beautiful. And Krishna gave this realization that I do feel like Nrisimhadev is opening up my heart and showing me the black stuff. But when there is even a little bit of favorable attitude towards Krishna, he does it in a very loving way. It's not like the experience of Hiranyakashipu. And so I felt when we started chanting together, before then in your class, you mentioned something you've also spoken previously in another class, that we shouldn't focus on trying to get a certain experience during chanting. And today you said we should try to focus on trying to get the purification required to receive the pure holy name. So I felt like Krishna was holding up a mirror in front of me, and it looked ugly. The image looked very ugly. But what gave me strength was all these devotees chanting together, and you were sitting and chanting with us. That was very strengthening. And Krishna gave the realization that I've been chanting for 4 years, but I'm choosing to address things, certain things in the heart, and choosing not to address certain things in the heart, and I'm not going anywhere. So if I really want Krishna, then I have to give up pretentious devotional service, and I have to choose Krishna. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get rid of these terrible things in the heart. So Krishna reciprocated with that very, very sweetly. And I had a very strengthening experience. It gave me a lot of strength. And I felt very purifying. And I felt very grateful for, you know, the experience of these past 3 days and just the amount of mercy that's coming into my life. And that gave the strength to address those things.
Got it. Thank you. It's sometimes hard to share those things publicly, so feel free to be open and share your experiences. So one of the lessons, just feedback from what you said, is don't fear the dark stuff, but take shelter of the holy name, because that's our shelter. So in case people don't know who you are, please introduce.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
This is Harita from Maryland. Earlier I was in Dallas and I was studying, and now I recently moved for my job. And this was my first experience with such a large congregation of devotees, and I am really filled with great pleasure to have the association of all of you. Earlier I was listening to the lectures online, but this is the first time I've seen the spirit of Vaishnavas, and I especially thank Venkatraman Prabhu and his family, with whom I've stayed, and they've been really kind to me, and they have really showed what it takes to be a Vaishnava. And with respect to the lectures, they were really great. This was my first day of chanting, and I was able to chant 16 rounds.
And what did it feel like?
It was really nice, and earlier when I tried to chant once, I was hardly even counting 20 beads. So it was like a huge jump, and I was really amazed by the mercy which Krishna was showing on me. And I really put all the points like attention and all the points which were mentioned during the lectures into practice. So a couple of times I was able to focus on the DT, a couple of times I was able to focus on the points which you were discussing during the lectures. So I think it's a great beginning experience for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Keep the momentum going. That's the next challenge.
Hare Krishna. My name is Rupa Sanatan Das. I'm serving the last few years in St. Louis Temple by the mercy of Guru Dev. It's very, I'm very grateful to have been able to take some moments in these few days to try to immerse in this feeling that's the very basis of our whole movement and gratitude to Lord Chaitanya, to stoke this fire of love that is at the very core of why we're attracted to this movement, and why we should try to share with others so that they can also gain this attraction that Nam Yagya felt like, especially when we move towards the center, like we're all becoming little pieces of the stick that the pujari will take and dip in the ghee and throw in the fire. And we all were like just, we were the fire, as Badahari was trying to get us to feel. And it was a great ocean of intense joy and love especially in front of Sri Sri Kishore Kishori, that I'll never forget that feeling. I think we should have more Nam Yajnas. The concept is very, very true to the meaning of Bhagavad Gita, that we become an instrument of this great sacrifice for this age. Then yesterday, I had an intense experience with the midday kirtan that sometimes you think you're in the middle of it and everything's happening, and then finally something breaks you into a completely different level, and you realize that something has opened up. Maybe these gates that were mentioned, maybe these different inner sanctums. I felt that Lord Nityananda was showing me the mercy, because I couldn't chant, because the tears were coming, but I was glad the tears were coming, because I knew it meant the mercy was there. Yeah. I'm kind of a sentimental old fool, but sometimes I can tell that the tears are from mercy. I was very, very grateful about that. And finally, today, the concept of this thread of love, it was the very focus that kept me experiencing a taste that let me go through the 32 rounds like butter almost. It was just the feeling of the thread of Krishna's love. Is a thread is usually something you think of as very fragile, very small, but the thread of love, especially divine love, that thread is the strongest thing. In Bhagavad Gita, it's the thread that all the pearls are strung upon. This thread that you don't see, but is the thing that holds everything together, without which there would be nothing. So this is the thread. And as long as you go in the direction towards Krishna, this thread can pull a big rock of emptiness and neglect of Krishna. It can pull that which I felt with myself towards Him. But if we try to balk or pull back, we can break our thread of concentration upon it. But Krishna's thread is always there. And it all requires us giving up our self-centeredness and going with this sweet, so soft. It's very delicate and subtle. But as one Mataji was saying earlier, that it's a conversation, and if you're talking more and more sweetly, then you can stay with that soft subtleness. And so it's all about that, softening our hard hearts. And for me, it's amazing that can happen. I feel it happening, and I'm very thankful for that. And one point about the distractions was that it seemed that sometimes a child would have a piercing cry, and I didn't know what to do about that until I was inspired to just think of, it's like a warning signal that you're getting near the cliff of forgetting about Krishna. So actually, when I heard that, it just pushed me back towards a central feeling of falling towards Krishna, rather than saying, oh, somebody's got to stop that. Instead, it made me go, pay attention, go towards Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. I don't know if I have I'm Premananda, one of His Holiness Ramapada Maharaj's disciples living here in Chicago.
And the one who's primarily responsible for all of what happened in the last 2 days.
Maharaj is always very kind, and he showers praises for even little things that we do. And
Premananda is always very eager to extend herself very generously in trying to serve all the devotees. Gaur Premananda.
Hare Krishna. First of all, thank you, Maharaj, for bringing this festival of holy name to our neighborhood here. Last year when we did it for the first time, I was able to coordinate some part of it as well as participate in almost all the programs completely. And it was a tremendous, wonderful experience. I wish it never ended. Bada Haridas Prabhu's association, it was most enlivening for me. I could sit there forever listening to Prabhu chanting. Such a great inspiration. And all the devotees coming from various places just to be in their presence and participate in the program, it was extremely inspiring. I was willing to do any service that I can a million times just to see these devotees here. This year, it was quite different. I missed out most of the programs, but I was spending quite a bit of time starting from 4 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock in the night on the phone. The time when I should have been chanting, I was on the phone all the time. I have to find my own time to chant. I had to do what I have to do for now. So I missed out the program. I feel really sad I missed it up. But on the other hand, there were so many things which needed to be done. Not by myself. First of all, I want to take this opportunity to thank so many devotees who have come. I mean, they have extended themselves so much to make this event happen here. Krishna always arranges, make such wonderful arrangements to facilitate things. It's not, you know, just that we are doing it. Krishna brings the people also to get it done. The Oswego devotees here, we had Sri Vallabha Prabhu and family, Suresh Kattar Prabhu, his family, Gulshan, and others, Priti and family. There was Kishore Kaushal Prabhu and his family, Sunil Sejwal and his family. We have Naveen and Sarita, very strong devotees here, Prashant Tyagi and family. And Subhai Prabhu and Krishnarchana, who are always with me. And I might have left out the names of a few. Rajay and Usha. All these devotees here, they extended themselves so much to make this facility prepare this place to welcome the devotees coming from out of town. And as we were doing this service, this is the first year we were able to do this outside, but we learned a lot of things also, at least I learned a lot, that I was really not able to serve everyone to the extent I have desired, because we realized our pitfalls, the deficiencies. First of all, I wanted to apologize to His Holiness Chandramouli Swami, Bada Haridas Prabhu and Ramapada Maharaj for the inconvenience they might have felt in with the water situation here and there was no hot water and there was no water whatsoever. And
he was riding home.
And I feel that I didn't do a proper service, and please forgive us, you know, if we have we didn't do our service properly, you know, we tried something but I don't know how good it was. I wanted to thank Venkataraman Prabhu, who was like a right hand for me. You know, every single thing that I requested him, he was able to coordinate so nicely. We tried to make staying arrangements for all the devotees who came from out of town, and I hope and pray that everybody had a good stay here and didn't experience too much of difficulty. So overall, coming back to the question of chanting the holy name, which is the experience which we are supposed to share here. Yes, I have so many faults, but when I get a chance to sit and chant, that is the time I enjoy the most. And in between whatever I do, when I get a moment to chant, I relish it the most. And I have to catch up with the rest of the chanting after the program is over and listen to all the lectures and Bada Haridas Prabhu's kirtan at my own time. And once again, I wanted to take this time to thank Maharaj, Rompal Swami Maharaj, for making this happen here. And wanted to thank Bada Haridas Prabhu for bringing such a wonderful experience for us. Wanted to thank His Holiness Chandramali Swami Maharaj for coming and participating in this program. I am very, very deeply indebted and very, very thankful. And please, to all the Vaishnavas here, if we have committed some offense unknowingly, please forgive us. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Jagatananda, would you take the microphone? We have time for one, maybe two, and I'd like to hear from the youth. One from the girl's side, one from the boy's side. If it's you have a brave soul in your group.
Anket is ready.
Okay, let's start up. Oops.
Hare Krishna, I'm Anket from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And there were two main things that applied today in my chanting. First one was, one of the things that Maharaj mentioned was calling out to the acharyas and asking for their mercy. So, you know, whenever I got distracted, one of the first things I tried to do was think of Lord Nityananda or any of the acharyas and try to take their mercy. That, you know, please give me the energy to chant in a concentrated way. The second tip that really, really helped me was one of the things that Maharaj mentioned was whenever a distraction comes, immediately pull it out instead of, you know, being on the distraction. Because normally what happens at home is when that distraction comes, I think, oh, I'll get it out, but it never happens. So today when a distraction came, immediately first thing was to just get it out and get back to chanting.
Good.
And being with all devotees, that really helped my chanting personally. Thank you.
We'll have to have this event at your home next time. Or sometime. Any from? They're reluctant.
Hare Krishna. I'm Rajiv, I'm also from Chicago. So my experience, especially with 32 round day, it's kind of the culminating point of the entire festival, because the previous 2 days are all preparation and gearing up and getting really excited for the full 4-hour experience. And then specifically with today, at first I was just kind of going on my own, thinking, just going along, and then it was bad. At about 5 it was sleepy rounds and just not paying attention. But then I just kind of looked outside and I was like, okay, so I could either get through this or I could just stop. But I knew that if I had to go through this, I wouldn't just be able to do it on my own. So I just kind of looked at the Nisim and on my bead bag and said, if you want to make me get through this, then it's up to you. It's not up to me. So.
And that changed things.
It did. It did. So the rest of the rounds were very nice. Helpful. Thank you.
Nice lesson. I'll call on somebody if you don't volunteer. Someone's volunteering? I want to hear from the youth, though. Go ahead. I want to hear from...
Hare Krishna. My name is Ritesh, coming from Indianapolis. By profession, I'm a physical therapist. And this is the very first day of my chanting.
Hare go. And your experience was?
It was a very wonderful, I think a very magical, uplifting experience for me. I didn't know any philosophy behind that. I didn't know the concept of beads or anything. Sushil Prabhu and Manjunath Prabhu and Jai Jagannath Das Prabhu, all of them helped me, and I even didn't know the mantra completely. So, but
our neighbors learned the mantra.
So,
Pritchard Shava was taking a little japa walk along the boundary of the. I heard one of the neighbors came along and said, "Oh, now I know the words to all of your song." Something like that. Go ahead.
So I started first and second round, didn't really, I wasn't able to concentrate much, didn't know what's going on, why am I doing this. I had no idea. But
welcome.
This is spiritual therapy.
I decided to concentrate, and
that's a good idea.
So, and really close my eyes and started like really focusing myself and visualize, and then I started feeling like we are all like one, and power of Krishna is around us, and I actually felt his presence around us, and that made me really, really happy and felt in peace from inside. As you were talking about being the outside world where achievement and everything is counting, this is a very different experience, and some balance, I realize it has to be maintained, and it is something that has to be incorporated in everyday's life, because it was really something that I felt was missing, and something has to be practiced and gained back, and that will be bringing much happiness and peace in everyone's life. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Shreya, right here in the front row. She volunteered. She didn't even know she volunteered.
Hare Krishna, my name is Shreya. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Like half of my rounds were like really bad. I didn't even know. Like I was like half sleeping, half not sleeping, and yeah, getting distracted. But then like the other rounds, I felt like they were like at least better than the ones that I did earlier. But I didn't really like again. Yeah, but all the devotees here really helped, because since everyone else was chanting, that kind of helped me like stay like firm that I wanted to chant 32 rounds.
Did you complete 32 rounds?
Yes, much.
Very nice. That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Shreya, how many rounds do you chant every day? No, in the day-to-day basis, what's your daily chanting?
12 rounds per day.
12 rounds a day. How old are you? Almost 12. She sends me a sadhana report on a regular basis, and she's 12 rounds a day, every day, with school. Here you go. And you can't do that at 12 years old unless there's something inside that says, I want to do it. Because there's lots of other things outside saying, you know, do something else. So, I would guess that the experience of chanting 32 rounds in the Association of Devotees was a real powerful experience for you. Even the first half was half asleep, half awake. Any other volunteers? Neha.
Well, I'm Neha, I'm from Chicago. First of all, the Namayagya at the temple was amazing. Like, just like tears were just pouring out of my eyes like immediately. And at the beginning, I was like not really into it. I was just like, okay, whatever, it's just kirtan. But after like 10 minutes into it, and like just feeling Barahari Prabhu's like purity and his calling to Krishna, I felt the same thing. I just called out to Krishna, and I looked at Lord Nityananda, and I just asked him to give me devotion, because I have none in my heart. I felt like I was kind of lamenting at the same time, but I felt really like happy and like really complete and like full, and that was like a great experience. And then today for chanting, this is the first time that I've like actually wanted to keep going past 32, just not to think of the numbers, but to think of like the quality and improving the quality with each round, and trying to focus myself on calling out to Krishna and taking shelter of him. So it was like really powerful for me.
Thank you. Srinidhi, would you like to speak something? I've never known you to not want to speak something. Introduce yourself.
My name is Srinidhi, and I'm from St. Louis. This is the first time I did 32 rounds.
Aliwa! You were very determined. I saw how determined you were. And happy, too. Share with us some more.
I really like the chanting. And I want to do 32 rounds every day from now on.
We'll have to make shorter strand of beads for you.
And it was really, I really liked the Namayagya.
Everybody liked the Namayagya, that was,
yeah.
at least I didn't fall asleep halfway like I did in your Vrindavan.
Uh-huh.
And I really liked it, like when I was chanting with the Brahmai. And chanting 32 rounds is my most favorite thing I've ever done.
Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's good. That's good. Srinidhi, how old are you?
Seven.
And how many rounds you chant every day? 3 rounds every day. In summertime, you're planning to go up a little bit? Up to 32 or up to 4? I think let's make it 4. 4?